My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Unfair to have any expectations of him going into this season. That's my point.
Yeah.
I think that's your point.
I don't think what we've said is negative. I think what we've said is realistic.
I think so, too. And fair. To a guy who has had two drastic knee injuries to the same knee. That said, looks like he's going to be able to play this year. Mary Kay expects him to play. I think that's awesome.
That's shocking.
And it's shocking to me if he comes back early. If that guy comes back and plays early on this season, that'll be stunning to me. He was hurt very early on last year, had to have two knee surgeries. Who knows what's left in that knee that they could surgically repair after the first time it was done and then after having this done in another injury. But if there's anybody who seems to have the want and the will to fight through two catastrophic knee injuries, it's probably Nick Chubb.
And he seems like he continues to prove it again and again and again how determined he is to find his way back, in the same way that he proved when he was at Georgia, how determined he was to come back from that knee injury. These guys, he is motivated. He wants to play football. He wants to be there for the Cleveland Browns, and he wants to be carrying the football into October, November, December, and heck, even September, if that's possible for what his body is able to handle. And it's beyond impressive. And it is one of the many things that endears Nick Chubb to this city the way that he does. You know, the work ethic, the fact that, let's be real honest, folks, he's a man of very few words, you know, or at least words that he lets the media hear.
Sure.
Everybody loves him. Everybody thinks he's a true delight to be around. The Batman stuff has only made him better, of him walking around with the Batman mask on and smashing guitars and doing all that stuff and being the hero that is needed to get Cleveland out of the dark night. But, like, it's awesome. Like, everyone loves Nick Chubb. Everyone wants Nick Chubb to continue to play football. And everyone wants Nick Chubb to have a fulfilling life of being able to walk around with any kids that he decides he wants to have in the future, or grandkids throughout there.
I'd love to hear from Browns fans about this. Do you expect him to play this year? And I don't mean like, yeah, he's going to heal up. As a Browns fan, do you think it's his obligation to return, to get healthy, to play for this team? Or is his obligation to make sure that he can walk later in life? I wonder about that. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us here. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. I think his obligation is to make sure he's healthy enough to walk through life. And, you know, he's not quite 30 years old. I mean, he could have a good 50 years of use in that knee still ahead of him. And to me, that's job one for Nick Chubb. And if he decides to risk it again and play football, that's on him. But I just don't think it's fair for anybody to think, yeah, he's got to heal up and get back there and help this football team. It's a bigger picture than that at this point after two drastic injuries.
Mm-hmm. And two separate surgeries needed to get that knee together. And I give a boatload of credit to the Browns as well, because let's be honest, folks, it would have been really easy for the Browns to go, hey, we don't want that cap number. We could have spread that here. We could have done this. And instead, they renegotiated it and made sure he was not only here for this year, but a year after.
I think they did a solid for Nick. There's no question. And Nick obviously trying to come back. Mark is in Euclid. Mark.
All right, Mark.
Welcome to the show.
Fellas, thanks, man. I just disagree with both of you guys.
Of course.
I think that since Nick Chubb had the surgery before, I think the mental toughness is there. So he's going to be able to take this challenge on because he's done it before. And then as far as the expectations, if he's a starting running back, I expect for him to play like a starting running back. I mean, you're cleared by the doctors and everything. Hey, man, I think you're supposed to get in there and do your thing if you're playing and starting.
Well, he hasn't been cleared by doctors yet. And I think your thought's a little different than ours on this one. And not only disagreeing, Mark, our thought is, hey, look, if he doesn't even want to play football, we get it. But you think he has an obligation to come back and play?
No, if he's under contract, yes. I mean, if you can't play, why sign a contract and why take up a roster spot? I mean, the expectations are high once you have that starting role and once you sign that contract. That's what I feel. Now, if he wanted to just give it up because he didn't think it was right, then I'd be like, okay, that's cool. But no, once you're on this team, you got to produce. I mean, that's the game. I mean, you can be a locker room guy from afar, but we need players on this team that's going to play 100%.
Technically, Mark, if he's on that list, he's not on the team yet. You know, so it certainly sounds like
cleared.
He's.
If he was cleared to play, that's
yeah, okay.
If he's cleared,
okay.
By the first of the season, that's all I would say.
And Mark, it's a real honorable thing to look at it that way. I mean, that's, you know, hey, I signed the contract, I have to be there. We know professional sports enough to know that a lot of these guys have signed said contract and then, whether it's because of injury and everything else, have stayed as active players to get to the tail end of that contract. So then afterward, they can retire once the contract is over instead of, you know, like the only one I could ever think of is Travis Freiman, who retired before his contract was over and said, no, I'm not playing. I don't earn that money. So that's
the difference with Nick Chubb, though, because I think everybody in Cleveland knows he's not cut like that.
Oh,
that
yeah, exactly.
He's going to be ready to play.
But like, and I'm not trying to throw this guy under the bus, but like Matt Ryan is the perfect example. Like Matt Ryan was technically an active player when he was doing all of his stuff with CBS because he still wanted to collect that last year of the paycheck from the Indianapolis Colts. Like, and by the way, that's his prerogative. He can do that. That's the thing with contracts and guaranteed money and all of that stuff that's in there is if he's a free agent, it gets cut by a team. It's not like that contract magically disappears. So good for him on that. The only one I could ever think of who gave the money back was Travis Freiman.
That's true. Think about this. If Nick is able to come back, man, is this running back position deep on this football team.
Absolutely stacked.
Really deep. Larry's in Cleveland. Hi, Larry.
All right, Larry.
Hey, man. Thanks for having your show, man. I like to say, man, Nick is a great competitor, man. And also, he's a good leader. And he's got championship-style competitor. It's hard finding the type of players. I keep him on the team because he's the team. He brought before it was the shot, it was always Nick Chubb. Nick run the game. He even though he had a bad offensive line, but most of all, he showed his production. It's hard finding players like that. The heart of Cleveland, man, we got to keep him and we got to keep players like that because we ran him with Jim Bob back in the day, man. No matter what, he get up, what bruises his ankles. He's going to get back up, man. I hope and pray that he come back 100% because, man, that's a heck of a devastation injury. Man, with the Browns, get Hunt and Chubb, all everybody back, man. Let's run this team. Man, we can go to the Super Bowl. We just got to stick together, pray together, stay together. Have a good weekend, y'all.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate it, Larry.
Well, appreciate that very much, Larry. The one thing here about that to me is if Nick comes back, okay, and – let's even just say he misses four games, okay, that he's not ready for week one. Let's take the pessimistic look of what Mary Kay is writing about. Let's say he misses some time at the beginning of the year. When he comes back, how would you use him? Knowing that you have, at least on the roster right now, Jerome Ford, Pierre Strong, Deontay Foreman. Because if Nick comes back, I don't know if he's if they keep all four of those guys. I think that would be stunning to me if they had four running backs who I think of that caliber. I would think.
Not to mention, you put one on the practice squad, they're gone.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. It's you know, I would guess that he would be on a snap count like he's never been on before, and through the first several games back. Nick's not getting anything more than 8 to 12 carries a game. And we've seen games where Kevin Stefanski didn't use him a ton anyway. We also know Nick's capable of going out and getting 25 to 30 carries a game. I don't see that happening at all. And I wouldn't be stunned if you come back and you get about 8 carries. And that's about it for a game or two or three.
Yeah, kind of ease him in. You know,
and then watch it all season long because you have good quality depth at that position.
Well, they always, again, I have never played a snap of football with pads on or anything like that, so I don't know these things. I'm only going after what I've been told. That when you get hit and you get up and everything's fine, it's the last great step in the recovery process because you're no longer worrying if what you have done and the damage that has been done and the repair that's there, you are no longer worrying if the repair can hold up. And so I wonder if maybe that ends up being the case with Nick Chubb, or maybe it's a little tentative or something like that to start, gets that first big hit, second big hit, and goes, all right, the knee is fine, let's go. And I wonder if it continues to respond that way. And we all know that the Browns are going to take care of him along the way. But I wonder on that one, maybe the snap count is a game, two games. And then after that, I wonder if it's, all right, it's Nick Chubb full bore.
Yeah.
He feels great. Let's go. You know, he feels strong. That knee's holding up. He trusts that knee. He's cutting off of that knee. He feels like Nick Chubb. Let's go. And I wonder if that ends up being the case with it. Because, I mean.
Would you watch his snap counts, especially, say, in the first two or three games?
Yes.
I would too.
Yes. I think you have to. I think that's what every doctor would tell you to do. And it's more than anything so that he can gain that confidence and feel that recovery.
Exactly right.
All of those things that's in there. And then when he starts to look and feel and sound like Nick Chubb as he's doing it, then the restraints come off and it's let's go.
And if let's just say he misses the first four games and whatever combination of the guys who are filling in, Ford, Pierre Strong, Deontay Foreman, if they do a nice job, that gives you a real clean runway to bring Nick back. You don't have to hurry him, which in theory gives him a little more time. You know, as you said, confidence is big. Also getting your body back into football shape, because even though right. Your knee might be healed, your body's not in football shape because you've been concentrating on your knee. And then by the time you hit November, late November, Thanksgiving, December, you're good to go.
This is a bad comparison, but hang with me through it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Remember Rob Gronkowski on the Buccaneers, that last title run?
Yeah.
And even when he was kind of a little bit with the New England Patriots. In the beginning of the season, he'd get a couple catches. You know, he did kind of work him in a little bit. He was kind of MIA. And then all of a sudden, playoff time came around. December came around, January came around, going from there, and it was almost like when you would break the convertible out of the garage and go, all right, it's summer, let's cook. I wonder if that's how they're going to go with Nick Chubb, where it's going to be like, okay, like, you know, September, October, drive it a little bit. All right, he's feeling good. December, playoff time, January, February, let's go. Let's get the convertible out of the garage. Let's get going. You know, this is how many Nick Chubb strikes we have, and let's use them when we need them best.
I like it. And I like what Nick is doing. I'm anxious to see what he's able to do as he tries to return to football for the Cleveland Browns. And good for him. He's one of my favorite players that I've ever seen in a Cleveland Browns uniform. And we wish him nothing but the best in his recovery with however he wants to take it. The Open Championship is going on. And if you want to watch it this weekend, you might be missing some big names. That's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.